Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Seared Stories from the Stove Podcast. My name is Paul Silva. I am your guest, your host. I'm not your guest. You are my guest. And today is a little bit different. I feel like I say that a lot. Today's a bit different in terms of that I don't have a fully flushed out script, but I have some things I do want to share that I think are going to be of great interest to you. Great interest. So don't turn away. Don't let this spontaneity just fizzle you out from listening and watching. There's been a lot going on, and I want to just jump right into it because I hate the lollygagging. I don't like a lot of the small talk that many podcasts do. I did a poll when I was just starting this up, and I was asking people, do you like small talk or not? And it was like 50-50. Like, so many people answered, and it was split down the middle. It all came down to the wonderful answer that we all love when we have a question that's burning: depends. So personally, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, which is weird being a podcaster. I like immediate, like, give me the information. Give it to me. Like, just hit me hard right at the beginning. I like more the educational style. I'm not a big fan of the talky, sherry, over-sherry kind of thing. So I try to balance it a little bit here, but I probably tend to go more to, like, let's make with the loofah. Get on with it. So enough of that. I feel like now I've just done that, very meta, of course. We had, as of today, what's April 9th, we had the eclipse yesterday. And lots of people were saying, did you feel the energy shift? Did you feel it? No. The only thing I felt was annoyance and just anger. Because here in Toronto, it was overcast. It was cloudy. Like, the day before, it was clear. During the thing, I saw nothing. I was like praying for the clouds to clear up. And of course, about 45 minutes after the eclipse, this once-in-a-lifetime thing, it cleared, and I was so angry. I was so upset. I was like, ugh. And it had me thinking, because I put a lot of energy, and I was like, because I really wanted to see it, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I was thinking, like, why am I so upset? It's the weather. I can't control the weather. Like, of all the things that we can't control, the weather is like in the top two or three, really. And it had me thinking about what I think I shared maybe in the last one or two episodes about expectations, and how resentments are based on expectations, unmet expectations. And I totally fell for it. I totally fell for that. I had expectations of seeing this really cool event. And I put all of my eggs in that basket. And the reality is that the expectations of the weather, damn you, old man yells at cloud, right? So that was such a Grandpa Simpson moment. I had that expectation and it fell short, and I held on to that resentment. And I was aware of it, totally aware of it, you know, later on. But there's just something so delicious and ripe about self-righteous anger. So, I mean, I'm fine now. I'm talking about it, just, you know, laughing about it. And I let go of the idea that I needed to see it. Would have been nice, sure. But there was lots of photos. I saw other people who were clouded out. Saw lots of great shots. So it's not like I missed it in terms of the final result. I just wanted to see in person. Just like, you know, sometimes people regret, and we talked about regret last week, about not seeing a certain band. You know, for years I was like, I want to see Duran Duran. I was such a Durani back then. And I was listening like to death metal too. So it was very, very interesting. But one of my things, like, I wish I'd seen them. But at the time I felt fear going into crowds and all that kind of stuff. But it's not the same. That was just like, oh, wouldn't have been nice. But this was just something else. And the lesson for me is, again, to temper expectation. It doesn't mean you can't be excited about something. I definitely was. It doesn't mean you can't now, hold back. I think it's wonderful to look forward to something. The reality is sometimes it just won't turn out the way you expect, but it's coming into that. Like, you know what? I'm really excited about this date. I'm really excited about this new project. I'm really excited about whatever. It may not go exactly the way, but I'm just excited to be in that energy. And I think that's the key difference. I did not do that part. So anyway, I just wanted to share that because it's in me telling this and sharing it that it resonates even more with me. And that's what I do. I share, in my posts and on here. That's how it helps solidify the learning. If you want to know what's going on with me, just look at my posts. Just look at like what I'm talking about. Because that's the lesson or that's the thing I need to hear the most. So I hear it for myself. And I think that's the best way for me, at least, to do that. Speaking of posts, a couple days ago, I did a post. So this is the chefy part now coming in on Chef David Chang. And I spoke about, it was like a 6-minute piece on TikTok. I also did on Instagram. So if you don't follow me there, follow me there. I do a lot of fun stuff there. It was about David Chang. If you don't know who he is a very well-known, he's like a celebrity chef. He started out in a restaurant in 2004, Momofuku, which is still around in different guises, but a lot of them actually starting to close. He opened it in East Village in New York. It was like a small little ramen shop, and it just got big, and he got huge, and Food Network, and he's got podcasts. He's got all the stuff, and he's grown into a $100 million company, a little empire, if you will. And what the sort of controversy right now is that he has been sending cease and desist letters to small, primarily Asian, if not all Asian, like sort of mom and pop shops, to stop using the words chili crunch. You can watch the video. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because that's not the point of what I'm going to be sharing. But essentially, he's trying to corner the market on chili crunch using a trademark thing, which actually he has a trademark. He doesn't have the one that he wants. He just applied for it like March 29th. And so the whole thing is like this trademark bullying. And so I found it interesting. I like behind the scenes kind of stuff in the culinary world. And I shared that and it did well, that type of video. And that's the kind of video I want to keep doing more, which is more research-based, more information-based, but also adding my two cents. I did add my thoughts at the end. What was interesting is, the video did well for me. And I was in two states of mind, and this is what I wanted to share. When I am not taking care of myself, when I am not exercising, when I am not eating well, when I am not sleeping well, when all those things, and that's been happening a bit lately. When I saw that the video was doing well and lots of comments, dozens and dozens, probably in the hundreds, maybe, I don't know if it's hundreds, but I was afraid to look at the comments. And that happens sometimes. Like we all say, oh, I can't wait to go viral. No, you don't. You don't want to go viral. You really don't, especially if you're a business, because you're going to get lots of people that just want to argue. They're going to get lots of negative. Like it's awful sometimes. And you're also not attracting your target audience. You're just getting everyone, anyone and everyone is coming in and they're just going to spew all their, wounds. They're going to project everything. So you don't want to go viral. I'd rather build an audience one by one. So I was afraid to look at the comments because I've gone viral many times and sometimes it doesn't go well. But I almost thought like, oh my God, should I go private? Oh, I should delete that. Like I had all these thoughts and I hadn't even really looked at the comments. But that's where my mind was. My mind was not in a good space because I hadn't been eating well and, too much sugar and not enough working, moving my body, et cetera, et cetera. So I left it, knowing that it's probably just where my head is at. And so the next morning, after actually getting, I think I had 10 hours of sleep. So clearly I needed sleep. I jumped right on to that post and it was fine. Like responding, it was all good. And so what happened? What was the difference? The difference is where my head was at. And it's, I share this with you because we all can get like that. This is why the whole mind, body, spirit thing is so important. When we are disconnected from our bodies and taking care of our bodies, it does affect our emotions. It does affect our mind. It can cloud our judgment. It can affect us in so many ways. And that was a prime example. And I knew that. So that's why I just left it. Because there is something about, you know, the old idea of doing something permanent on a temporary feeling. And I can do that. And I have done that. And I've, you know, later kicked myself for doing that. And so when you are able to really tend to your needs, especially in the physical, because that's where I struggle right now, it makes such a difference, right? Like for me, just going for a walk, honestly, that's all I need. That's all I need. That's all I need. It makes a massive difference. And I think anyone who's watching or listening, it probably does for you too, or whatever it is. If you want to do a hike, if it's walking the dogs, if it's you know, gardening, if it's doing yoga, whatever it is. So a reminder, a gentle reminder that if you are putting that off, like I tend to do, because I'm always thinking, oh, I could be doing this, I could be doing, do it. And I'm saying that to myself. I'm either going to jump on my Peloton or going to go outside or both. Because I know how much that can affect me. And if we're making decisions based on, you know, a diseased mind, and I say diseased by being like dis-ease, not being at ease, not disease as in like, you know, something physical like cancer or whatever, which is awful. But when we're coming from that place, we make decisions and we use judgment that's not top tier. It's not top quality thinking. And so that was a great lesson for me. You know, there was nothing wrong. It was, you know, I was really happy with the post and I was really happy with the responses. There's some people that, of course, nitpicking and stuff like that. That's fine. But I need to approach this from a place of just a healthy mindset. And, you know, to dovetail into that, there's a greater thing about being seen. And I don't know how often I've talked about this here. This is something that's come up a million times in other writings, other posts, other videos in some ways of being seen, because that's probably one of my core things, is this friction between wanting to be seen and not wanting to be seen. And there's always a quote I pull from. It's well-known, Winnicott, who was a psychotherapist who primarily worked with children, I believe. And he had a quote that said, It's a joy to be hidden, a disaster not to be found. And when I first heard that, I was like, no, that's me. That's so me. I want to be in the spotlight, but I don't. And it goes back to that thing about going viral. Like, I want to be seen, but it terrifies me at the same time. And I know other people have said that. I know I'm not alone. Because for some people, being seen comes with consequences. For me, it was bullying. And so I learned that being myself was pain, equaled pain. And one of the things I've been learning over the years, like through therapy and just inner work and work with coaches, etc., is that there's always a risk in putting ourselves out there. But that's not what I need to focus on. I focus on what good can happen. What good can I put out there? What can I create for others and for myself by risking getting hurt? And I'll tell you, 99% of the time, I don't get hurt. it's that core memory, that core belief that I'm hope that is slowly eroding as I shift how I see this. And I hope this resonates for any of you watching or listening, that there's always a risk. You know, someone who's been burned in love and dating, there's always the risk of opening their heart again. But then what's life like just living with a closed heart? It's not a beautiful life, or not as beautiful as it could be. And so in the same way, when I play small, it does no one any good. It doesn't do anything for me and for anyone who can benefit from me stepping into the fullness of who I am. It's not benefiting them if I'm pulling back. And we all do that in some way. Because at some point in our lives, we were told, no, don't let your head get too big. It's the whole tall poppy thing. And I did an episode on this. So go check it out if you haven't watched it or listened. And so we pull back and we retract. And it had me thinking, as I'm just, you know, talking this out, is the idea of acknowledgement and recognition. And to me, there's a difference. You know, acknowledgement is acknowledging ourselves for who we are. When we talk about acknowledging others, we acknowledge, and sometimes that goes with validating, acknowledge and validating, especially in coaching, we talk about that. But it is something that I recognize, I see this in you. I see how you are doing this. I see how you are really generous. I see you. Again, it's going to the seeing. And so when we see someone, they feel like, oh my gosh, again, it's a joy to be hidden, but we love when we're found. Like kids love when you find them, when you play hide and seek. Imagine, like they're hiding and they're squealing in joy. And I remember this with my kids. They're squealing in joy because they love being hidden, but they can't wait to be found. They can't wait. And you can hear them. And even like I would pretend not to know where they are. And my kids are like, I'm here. And then when you open the door or you lift the sheets, they're like, ah! And that's the joy. That's the joy. And I think sometimes we forget that. We think that being hidden is safe. And it isn't. And so acknowledging, when we are acknowledged by someone, we feel good because they have opened the door. They have lifted the sheet and we're seen. And we can do that for ourselves, right? We can do that for ourselves. You know, kids, going back to kids, kids do it all the time. Look what I did. I'm so smart. I got this. I'm the fastest runner in my class. And we love when they do that. And you know it's unfiltered and they feel that. It's later when they get older and they start hearing the messages. Again, don't get too big for your head. You know, don't be braggadocious. No one likes a brag. And then they temper themselves and they play smaller. But I invite you to get into self-acknowledgement. And that can look like, it can be like complimenting yourself, like literally saying, you look great today. I look great today. Or I'm the best swimmer in my group. I'm so fat. Like we can say that. We feel like it's silly, but we can do that. We're allowed to do that. It's not bragging. You're acknowledging yourself. You can compliment yourself. You can say, I'm really happy I did this. I felt brave when I did that. I really like when I do this and this. I feel my best when I wear that or I say this or I act a certain way. And those are ways that you can self-acknowledge. Just simple declarative I statements that just show like I'm doing things. I'm important. I matter. I am lovable. Why not? Why would you not? But we're programmed to not do that, especially men. I'm just throwing that in. I'm not going to go down that path right now, but men definitely are. We don't do that, or we've been trained not to do that. Trained, right? What a word. Programmed, whatever. And so, because everything that we do, whether it's a business, a relationship, you know, is a reflection of where we are with ourselves. And when we're not taking care of ourselves, like I said earlier, when we are suppressing things, when we're playing small, that shows up, or we let our fears take the wheel, All of that shows up in our businesses. It shows up in our friendships. It shows up in our social interaction. Like, it shows up in everything. It shows up on our social media, our work. And so that's why I talk so much about self-leadership, about creativity, about creating yourself, recreating yourself. Because when you can create this image of yourself, this creating a healthier body, a healthier, you know, spiritual connection, a healthier emotional state, a healthier mindset, everything else just flourishes. It has to, because it's an inside job. The outside is a reflection of your inside, right? And so that self-acknowledgement really helps to fuel that engine. It's one of many things. You know, recognition, on the other hand, is just like public, you know, and we all like recognition, but we don't necessarily need it. So that's if the boss pulls you out, look, everyone, look how Bob did this, or look how, you know, Judy did this. And that's lovely. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think sometimes that we seek that external validation. I'm guilty of that, for sure. We seek that external validation when really it just starts here. And, you know, what was really important, you know, in my chef career, I was very lucky. I was very blessed to have worked with chefs for the most part. There was a few dingle nuts out there who were projecting their own wounds and stuff, of course, who allowed me to create. They gave me space. They acknowledged me. They saw potential and they saw talent, and they helped to really develop it. And they would very much recognize me in front of others. There's a whole thing of, you know, you discipline in private and you recognize publicly. And I did that. It was very rare that I would call someone out in front of everyone. Maybe not rare, but it's uncommon. But most of the time, if not all the time, when you catch someone doing something right, because we always look for catching people doing things wrong, I would let everyone know, hey, look at so-and-so, they did this. I just want to say thank you so much for that, what you did. And you can tell, there were some people who said, oh, don't do that, But you know, I could see that it meant a lot to them. And they remembered these things. And I recall in one menu that I did, we had oysters. And one of the cooks, he was also a friend, and he created this really good hot sauce. It was so good. I put it on the menu and I put his name on it. Like, oysters, da-da-da, with so-and-so's hot sauce. And to me, that's just felt right. Like, I don't like taking credit for things that aren't mine. And I know what it's like. Like if you're not the chef, to have your name on the menu in some way, it's like, yay. It's like, you made it. And it's wonderful. And I think little things like that, we can do that for ourselves and we can do that for others. It's recognizing the things in others, but also acknowledging the things in ourselves and acknowledging them. So if there's anything about this episode, I'm going to wind it down, is about acknowledgement, self-acknowledgement, recognition, and really just tending to that part. It's almost like the child part. Allowing yourself to have fun with it. Because it's doesn't matter how old you are. We still feel that. We still love that for ourselves. And we love recognizing it in others. And when others recognize us, we don't do it for that, but there is something about being seen that's just really validating. So if you're in a state, if you're in a place right now where you feel run down or you feel, you know, unappreciated, remember that it comes from you first. Yes, it's nice when we're recognized. Yes, it's nice if other people acknowledge us, but that doesn't take away. If we don't get that, doesn't take away from who we are and what we do. And, you know, as a friend said, you know, you got to be your number one cheerleader. And I've heard that a million times, and it's just now, I'm telling you now, I'm 53, it's just now that that's resonating with me. So it's never too late. So I hope that resonates with you guys. please, please help a brother out. Subscribe, comment, review. That would be very helpful. As we grow, as we build, as we develop this podcast, I'd love for this to grow. So thank you for being here. Much appreciated. If there's anything, I've got something coming up very soon, probably next week. A rebranding, if you will, some offers, all sorts of stuff, a new email list. I think if you're digging this kind of work, I think you're really going to love what I'm creating and what I've just almost finished creating. So stay tuned. It's not anywhere out, but I'm going to be probably talking about it this week and a little bit, and obviously next week. So just stay tuned. Check the website. There's going to be some updates there. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Threads. Love Threads. And you will see more. There's so much out there. And that'll be great. All right, I'm going to shut up because there's things to do. Kitchen's closed. I'll scram.